That's true. Music, you know, certainly philosophers and thinkers throughout the ages have made note of that and asked, you know, why is that? I mean, what is it about music that seems to strike so powerfully? And but it's only within the last decade or so that scientists have really had the technology and started to really look for hard evidence of how music affects our bodies and brains and what the effects are.
It's interesting. You're talking about the fMRI technology and PET scans as well, which can watch blood flow through the brain and give you an idea of which parts of the brain are being stimulated or in response to various various kinds of music or language or anything else. We did a show on neurotheology, on how people practicing religion, how their brains look. And it's interesting. You're coming up with in some ways, interesting parallel findings, not you, but the researchers you report on, that the whole brain seems to be involved.
Yes, they believe that the music uses more parts of the brain, involves more parts of the brain than any other functions that we perform, which is a pretty amazing fact and statement. And that relates to why music has so much potential to change the brain and affect the way the brain works.